If you've looked at the Premier League website anytime recently, if it's like the visits I've had, you'll have seen the pop-up saying sign up for the new fantasy football season. It is nearly here. And of course, on the show, we always like to make sure you've got all the inside information, some great tips on who should be in your team. And for this, we're joined by Joe from fantasyfootballscout.co.uk. Joe, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So then, new season is ahead, and over the coming weeks, we'll bring all the tips that people expect, that they've got used to from us. But just at this stage, with the fact that we're just over a week from the new Premier League season, I thought let's have a bit of a refresher and a reminder in how every area can be good for getting your points.
Well, that's right. I mean, FPL is Fantasy Premier League is a squad based game, so you field 11, you've got four substitutes, you've got your goalkeepers, defenders, midfielders and forwards, and you need to be trying to maximise as many points as you can from the 11 that you're actually playing. So that's across everyone. So instead of just looking at your team and thinking, right, I've got Harry Kane in it, that's fine, you need to be looking everywhere else. And goalkeepers is traditionally an area that gets forgotten. They're not just about clean sheets as well. So they also get save points and they also get bonus points as well. And often, it's not actually the most expensive goalkeepers in the game or the most well-known goalkeepers that will get the most points. So don't assume that De Gea at Manchester United or Courtois at Chelsea will be the best goalkeeper. Both are in the upper pricing at 5.5, but goalkeepers who are priced 4.5 or 5 million traditionally do better than those. Tom Heaton was last year's sensation, and he shows why going cheap in goal can bring rewards. He was priced at 4.5 at this time last year. He ended the season as the top scoring goalkeeper. He only had 10 clean sheets. That wasn't the best by far, but he did get lots of saves. In fact, he got the most saves, 142. No goalkeeper got more. He also got 21 bonus points. To put that into context, the next nearest in terms of bonus points was Schmeichel at 10. So he got more than double the next nearest. So what you're looking for is this year's Heaton. Could be Heaton. He's gone up in price. He's 5 million now. But he could be strong again. Foster at West Brom, possibly. He's 4.5, very strong early fixtures. Joe Hart at West Ham, he's only 4.5. He's got strong pedigree as well. Fabianski at Swansea, he's another that's 4.5. He had the third highest amount of saves last season. These are players you should be looking at. And in defence as well, clean sheets, yes, you want them, but it's not that. You want to maximise the points here. So you want defenders that do other things. You want them to assist, you want them to score, you want them to get bonus points. A really good place to look for them is in Bournemouth. Bournemouth defenders are absolutely fantastic at getting a range of points. Nathan Ake, he was out there on loan last season. Didn't play much because he was only there on loan for a bit. Chelsea grabbed him back. He's back there now. He'll be playing when fit every game, we think. That bodes well. He's only 5 million, but he got the highest amount of what we call baseline bonus points. So if you've got your bonus points and you strip away all the things about goals and assists and you're left with all the other things, the jobbing things like the passing and the tackling and all these types of things. He was top of any other player, so that bodes well. Charlie Daniels too. He was the seventh highest scoring defender last season, only 5 million. No wonder he's currently in a fit of teams. They've spotted a bargain there, so he's done well. So, and obviously, as well, you've got the ones that people know about. You've got your Chelsea defenders. They're pricey, though, because they score and they get assists and they get clean sheets. Alonso, 6 goals last season. He's 7 million now. So you have to pay for that. Now, in midfield, it's not all about the big hitters. So forget about owning Dele Alli, Christian Eriksen, Kevin De Bruyne and Sadio Mane. You can't afford all of them. Probably, you're probably going to be able to afford 2 maximum, really. Possibly 3 if you scrimp a bit elsewhere. So you need to be looking at value elsewhere. So for your midfielders, you know about Dele Alli and Christian Eriksen. You know they're good. Kevin De Bruyne's good. But what you're looking for is the ones that offer value. Ramsey at Arsenal. He's only 7 million, but he did very well at the end of last season. Keep an eye on him. Eden Hazard's out. He's expensive. He's injured. So who could be stepping up? Willian or Fabregas? Now, they could be in the points early on while Hazard's away. And another one as well. All of these players I've just mentioned, actually, are all 7 million. For some reason, by coincidence, they're all priced at the same 7 million. But Zaha had another one. He had 11 assists last year, got 149 points. And he plays your side, Huddersfield, first up. So new boys, so that could be tempting fixture. And obviously, finally, we've got your forwards. So I mean, there's no point me saying get Harry Kane or Sergio or rather Lukaku or players like that. You know all about them as well. But this season, it's all about choice. There is so many strikers this season that are good. You cannot own them all. You don't have enough slots in your team, And you can't afford them all as well. So Arsenal, they've now got Lacazette. They've now got a strong forward option. Morata at Chelsea. Lukaku's moved to Manchester United. And Firmino, who was last season was a midfielder classified, he's now a striker. So there's another striker. So impossible to fit them all in. I would advise getting focusing on one or two very, very strong, reliable goal scorers like Harry Kane, for example.
What you've also got to watch for is the fact that prices differentiate as well through the season, don't they? So I guess what your initial outlay is, you've always got to try and make sure to build that rather than decrease that.
Well, that's right. It's not only just searching for that value. You're searching for players that aren't going to lose your money. You're searching players that are going to gain you money as well, because then you can move them out when you want to, make a profit on them and buy others. So what you want is guaranteed starters. So if you're picking a player that you know is not really going to start, then that's a big no-no, because they could drop in price and you could lose money on them. That's not great. And you've got to keep an eye on that, because that changes every week. There's price rises and price falls, so you've really got to keep an eye on that throughout the season.
One thing I wanted to ask you about is I'm hearing talk of a new feature in fantasy football. Please explain it to me, because I really don't know much about it, but it's called the free hit chip.
That's right. Already in the Fantasy Premier League game, they've got a number of chips. So you've got a wild card chip, and you can use that twice in the season. You can overhaul your side. You've got a triple captain, says what it does, and a bench boost. All of your bench points suddenly come in as well to your first 11. But there's a new one, free hit chip. It's like a temporary wild card for 1 week. So you can completely overhaul your side for 1 week, but the following week, your old side comes back in again. So a good time to play this, we think, will be when there's a small double game week. This is where teams play twice in a week, and often that's because they've missed a fixture previously. Perhaps it's been heavy snow, but it all might be also because they're playing in a cup final, for example. They've got the FA Cup semi-finals. So you want to be looking at this kind of small ones of that. So these are areas of the fixture calendar where perhaps a few teams are playing. Perhaps they're a bit rubbish, those teams as well. So you don't really want them forever, but you wouldn't mind getting a lot of them in just for 1 week. So that looks a good way of doing it.
Now, I know that earlier we were mentioning some players, and there's quite a few ideas buzzing around in my mind, and we've still got the week and a bit to put our teams together, but Joe, as an expert, somebody who looks at this a bit different to your average fantasy football player, let me know three players, maybe a budget, a mid-range, and an expensive player that you would say, even if not should definitely be in your team, are definitely worth a consideration.
Okay, so one is you can't field all of your three attackers and all of your midfielders. You can't field eight of those. You can only field seven. So you want one on the bench, and you don't want them to lose value, so you want them to play. Tom Carroll at Swansea, he's your man for that. If Sigurdsson goes, it looks like he could be getting some set pieces. I'm not sure about penalties, but he's certainly be taking some free kicks and corners in pre-season. So Tom Carroll at 4.5, he's guaranteed not to lose your money. I mean, well, hopefully, that's the plan anyway. So he's a good budget enabler to get other players. In medium, we think Paul Pogba's actually been quite kindly priced. Didn't really do much last season because he was in a very defensive role. He's 8 million, but they've just signed Matic. The theory is that Matic sitting deep will allow Pogba to bomb forward and do what he does best, which is to assist and get goals and get you more points. So we think he's a good mid-price option there. High budget, it's really hard to look beyond. I have to mention two players here, because I think they're kind of equal standing, really. Harry Kane and Romelu Lukaku. You know what you're going to get, and that's goals. So Lukaku's first fixtures are just simply great. He's a ready-made captain for you. West Ham, Swansea, Leicester and Stoke in the first four. Brilliant. Harry Kane as well, last year's Golden Boot winner. At least one of them, possibly both of them, really should be in your team. They're heavily owned and they're going to be heavily captained. So I think in high budget, you need at least one of those two.
Well, if you want some more tips for your fantasy football team, have a look at fantasyfootballscout.co.uk. For this time, though, on the start of the brand new season, Joe, thank you very much.
Thank you.